Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Smith. Gerald Smith is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/4/22. Appeared he was pulling a pallet and felt a pop on the top of his left foot and fell to the ground. Appeared he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room that same day. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn tendon. Appeared this was treated without surgical intervention. Appeared he is no longer receiving any active care. Appeared paragraph per his claim petition, Mr. Smith alleged he was pulling a pallet on 5/4/22 and injured his left foot and ankle. Peer treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 5/4/22. Period. He related the same history provided at his current evaluation. Period. He underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. On exam, there was no ankle joint effusion and no malleolar tenderness or instability. Period. He had full range of motion, and his calf and Achilles were non-tender. Period. He had localized tenderness on the dorsal aspect of his foot. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. In paragraph on 5/6/22, Mr. Smith was seen by Dr. Sprigman, S-P-R-I-G-M-A-N, at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. He denied any prior history of problems in the foot or ankle. Period. Upon exam, he had swelling over the ankle anteriorly. Period. There was tenderness anteriorly as well, and over the dorsal foot. Period. He had reduced active range of motion of the distal lower extremity with slightly decreased dorsiflexion and active range of motion of the left ankle. Period. He was placed in a walker-type non-pneumatic boot and was diagnosed with a sprain of the right ankle. Period. He was placed on activity modifications and ibuprofen. Period. It was noted x-rays presumably performed that day showed no fractures or revulsions or dislocations. Period. The joint spaces were well maintained. Period. There was no soft tissue swelling. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sprigman through 5/13/22. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. In the paragraph, he eventually came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero on 5/31/22. Period. He had been employed for Walmart for the past 8 months. Period. He felt a pop in his foot while pulling a pallet on 5/4/22. Period. He'd been to the emergency room, had x-rays, and then followed up. Period. He has full weight bearing in a cam boot. Period. Dr. DiVenero performed an exam, including x-rays of the left ankle that he read as normal. Period. He rendered diagnostic impressions of acute left ankle pain with sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament, for which he ordered an MRI and continued physical therapy. Period. A paragraph on 6/8/22, an MRI was done to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. DiVenero to review these results on 6/21/22. Period. Dr. DiVenero wanted to review the MRI post personally to make sure the study is accurate. Period. The report indicated complete tear of the distal posterior tibial tendon, but he has no pain over this area. But the posterior tibial tendon had good active inversion strength, so the report does not correspond with his exam. Period. Dr. DiBernera was able to review the MRI on 6/28/22. Period. He did not really see a tear in the posterior tibial tendon. Period. Clinically, he has no pain whatsoever over the medial ankle, and he has excellent inversion strength. Period. Most of his pain is lateral. But he was going to continue with physical therapy and was cleared for sedentary duty. Period. Dr. DiBernera monitored his progress. Period. On 9/23/22, Mr. Smith participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He was found to perform it with maximum effort. Period. He was deemed capable of working. In the medium-heavy physical demand category. Period. He last saw Dr. DiBernera on 10/11/22. Exam of the left ankle was unrevealing. Period. He had tenderness over the anterior ankle joint, but full range of motion and no other areas of tenderness. Period. Dr. DiBernera concluded the claimant is clear to return to full unrestricted duty. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Left ankle dorsiflexion was full to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. He attempted to demonstrate when he does this actively, the foot deviates laterally. Period. Most of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Left extensor hallucis longa strength was 5-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. Moderate tenderness to the right medial malleolus and at the anteromedial talus area. Actually, left medial malleolus and anterior medial talus area. Period. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with an intermittent limp on the left, but no foot drop or handheld assisted devices. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes without a limp. Period. This belies the limp he intermittently demonstrated above. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. He was able to bounce up and down on his feet and stand on the single affected left foot. Period. He was able to do 3 consecutive heel lifts on that side without discomfort. Period. Impressions. On 5/4/22, Gerald Smith was pulling a pallet and experienced a popping sensation in his left foot. But he was seen at the emergency room where he underwent x-rays and was immobilized. Brady followed up with Inspira urgent care, continued him on conservative measures. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. He also was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiBernera, who had him undergo an MRI. Period. He disagreed with the radiologist's interpretation of the presence of internal derangement. Period. In Dr. DiBernera's eyes, Mr. Smith was not tender in the area that the radiologist thought was abnormal. Period. Dr. DiBernera's review of the study was that it was not significantly abnormal. Period. He did participate in an FCE that found him capable of working in the medium-heavy physical demand category. Period. He was then cleared to return to work in that capacity. Period. He does still work for Walmart as the overnight team lead. prepared this involves heavy lifting, bending, and walking. Period. New paragraph, the current clinical exam of the ankle is benign for objective abnormalities, period. He had inconsistent presence of a limp on the left, period. He was able to perform provocative gait maneuvers, period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot, period. End.